How is it that at the precise historical moment when Americans were abandoning the kitchen, handing over the preparation of most of our meals to the food industry, we began spending so much of our time thinking about food and watching other people cook it on television? The less cooking we were doing in our own lives, it seemed, the more that food and its vicarious preparation transfixed us. Our culture seems to be of at least two minds on this subject. Survey research confirms we're cooking less and buying more prepared meals every year. The amount of time spent preparing meals in American households has fallen by half since the mid-60s, when I was watching my mom fix dinner, to a scant 27 minutes a day. Americans spend less time cooking than people in any other nation, but the general downward trend is global. And yet at the same time, we're talking about cooking more and watching cooking and reading about cooking and going to restaurants designed so that we can watch the work performed live. We live in an age when professional cooks are household names, some of them as famous as athletes or movie stars. The very same activity that many people regard as a form of drudgery has somehow been elevated to a popular spectator sport. When you consider that 27 minutes is less time than it takes to watch a single episode of Top Chef or the next Food Network star, you realize